It was kind of neat. Where we left off last week was with 14. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust, which was yours in ignorance. So a lot of what we had talked about before we started this was, don't keep being what you were. You can't win. You can't. It'll destroy you. You won't destroy the person that you dislike. You'll destroy yourself because God won't put up with it. And so the very next verse, he says, but don't do that. Do this. So live like the Holy One who called you. Live like God. Be holy. Yes. Be holy. Ah, he's not done. It says, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. So there also comes the point in time where God is totally responsible. You cannot sanctify yourself any more than you can save yourself. However, you are responsible for the sanctification that he has brought in you up to this point. And it's yours to do or not to do. He doesn't force you. The positive of sanctification is be holy. It is now yours to pursue and to do. Prove your sanctification to the world, because the world desperately needs to see it. The world does not need to see another me. It doesn't need to see me being better at what they do. The world needs to see Jesus Christ. And I have been called, and you have been called, and you have been called to be the light on the hill. He decided to light this dark world with you. And we say to God so many times, are you sure? Because I don't feel so bright right now. But he's saying, yes, I'm absolutely sure. This is exactly how I want it done. And this is exactly how it's going to be done. If you fail to pursue this, I'll find somebody who will. I'll keep dealing with you. But you're losing the joy. And
doesn't he say, let my light shine?
Amen. Amen. It's how I chose, right, and how he chose to do it is through you. So there's still some responsibility to take the shade off. What did Christ say? No one lights a lamp and puts a shade over it. Well, I put a shade over it a lot. When I act like the world, when I let my anger, when I let my pride, I'm just dim. You know the little dimmer switch on the wall? I'm just dimming the light, and I'm thinking I'm winning, and all I'm doing is losing myself. But you learn that, and I don't know how else to say it. Maybe not everybody does. Maybe there are people who are smarter and have a more tender heart to the Lord than I do who don't have to learn it the way I've learned it. I pray there is not. Regarding total sanctification, John Wesley said, I believe it's possible on this earth only because God can do anything. So what he's saying is, but I've never seen it, is what he's saying. I won't say to you it's impossible to be totally sanctified while you're still living, because if God is responsible for your sanctification, God can do anything.
Yeah,
but having said that, I've never seen it happen, and I know it's not happening with me. So your walk in this world should match your status in the kingdom of heaven. Saved, sanctified. That's what your walk should be. And what I'm saying is, you judge yourself. I'm not here to judge you on that. Be what you are, because you will never be at peace, and you will never be happy, and you will always doubt until you are what you are. Allow yourself to be what you are. You will always fight it, because quite frankly, you should not be at peace if you are not being what you are. Do you really want to live in a lie? God won't let you, and thankfully he doesn't. He will just let you be miserable as can possibly be until you say, I surrender. What do you want from me? And mean that with all your heart. No matter what it is, Lord, what do you want from me? And I'll just leave with this one. I said one verse, I'm doing two. Because it is written. In other words, because Scripture tells us, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Now, I'll leave you with this thought. Shall be implies two things. You can look at shall be two ways, as an order or telling you what your destiny is. You shall be holy. In other words, you will be. But it's also saying you need to be. That one little phrase, shall be, tells you both things. You need to be and you will be. So there's the responsibility of you living what God has sanctified. And then there's also that, hey, don't sweat this. You're going to be. don't lament what you're not. Live what you are. I'm fixing you. I know you're broke.
If you're living, like I said, I'm broke. So I mean,
the beginning of all this is saying that I'm broke. I cannot fix me. That's where the hand of God is totally unbound by our will, because God doesn't really make us do anything, you know.
A lot of times I don't have a life, so it's real easy for me.
Well, yeah, it should be. Well, that's why he said about the poor in the kingdom of heaven, they have so much less to give up.
We do.
No, it's the truth. That is just pure logistics.
I always said we have a lot less to lose, and we have a lot less.
It is the absolute truth. When he said to the, when he felt sorrow for the rich, poor, the rich young man, he said, wow, that's heartbreaking. It is so hard for the rich. Because they got so much to give up.
Yeah.
So when he said, blessed are the poor, tie it together. Why are they blessed? Because they have so much less to give up.
All of us in this country are rich.
Oh, yeah.
The world. So
rich, right. Wealth is,
is
an abstract.
So
oh, yeah. All you got to do is
understand that they are rich as far as.
People in Haiti would love to be our poor.
I know. They would.
Yeah.
Honestly,
this
is the best place I've ever.
That was 16, right?
Life.
Let me put that back.
Unbelievable. And I'm supposedly in subsidized housing.
Pick back up here.
Your taxes at work. They're going out my window. All the heat is going out. And turning the air conditioner on.
I supply my own hot air, so I. Let's pray. I'll let you people go home.
Okay.
God, thank you for this evening. Boy, about once or twice a year we have this, Lord, and where you just remind us why we study your word, to help us with life and to bring us into your kingdom. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you for this fellowship. It, as always, it does what it's meant to do. And it confronts us with ourselves and in an environment that will not turn its back on us, even when we fail. And I just thank you for my brothers and sisters here, and I just ask that your word continue to change us, that it finds a home deep inside of us, and that it brings us to the image of Christ, so that we could be actually some help in this world instead of part of the problem. I ask you to watch over them and bless them, make them strong, wise, brave, and compassionate, and help all of us to glorify your name this evening and tomorrow and every day with what we think, what we do, and what we say. In Jesus' name, amen.